Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, D.C. Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, 980, Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, just search AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. I had my buddy hit me up the other day, and he said, when I get in my car, I don't turn on the radio anymore. He says, I plug my phone in and listen on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free. So tomorrow, Washington begins their quest for that Lombardi trophy to get a spot in San Francisco competing for the Super Bowl. And for the first time in my lifetime, and probably a lot of the listeners my age, we all believe we belong. We belong in that conversation. We belong as legit contenders in the National Football League to compete for not just a division championship, but an NFC championship. I do believe we have all the pieces. And it starts with the franchise quarterback, Jaden Daniels, what he did, a historic rookie season. How do you build off of that? Well, you help him. You get him a new blindside tackle. You get him an all-pro wide receiver. You draft another wide receiver and a new running back. I do think Adam Peters did his part to help Jaden take a step forward. And from what we've read about what Cliff Kingsbury's done this offseason with Jaden, he's done his part. I love the article in the Washington Post about how those two guys, Jaden and Cliff, do a walkthrough before the walkthrough in which they are on the phone with each other and they're like AirPods, basically, and they're on the field and Cliff's running the routes talking to Jaden through it. Hey, I'm not open, so you have to go to your other read. I mean, there's just the work that they put in. I don't think it gets talked about enough. They have this unbelievable work ethic, and that's why you were seeing them having so much success in Jaden's rookie season. Now they're going to build off of that. So it starts with the franchise quarterback, but you can't overlook the future Hall of Famers on this team. Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, Zach Ertz. Players are ring chasing in Washington. Not chasing the bag in Washington, because Dan Snyder would overpay over-the-hill players for 30 years. No, they're chasing rings in Washington. And Dan Quinn is trying to get back, and he's trying to make right for what happened when he had led Atlanta to the Super Bowl. We're chasing a championship. It starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. Here's my Commanders' season predictions. I told you my bold prediction is Jaden Daniels MVP. To do what Lamar Jackson did in year two, Patrick Mahomes did in year two, Kurt Warner, Dan Marino did in year two. When you have a historic, iconic NFL rookie season, you build off of that by being in the MVP conversation. That's the next step forward for Jaden Daniels. And I think he's going to back it up. It starts tomorrow. But my offensive player of the year, if you've been listening to the show, I've been talking about him at length. I think you're going to force feed him the ball in week one. I think throughout the season, he's going to be involved so much in this offense. It's Deebo Samuel. I am expecting Deebo Samuel to do a little bit of what Zacchaeus did and a little bit of what Deami Brown did. Deami Brown and those tunnel screens are perfect for what Deebo Samuel can do. Olamide Zacchaeus end-arounds are perfect for what Deebo Samuel can do. We lost both those wide receivers, but I do think Deebo is a better addition than both of those, what they brought to the team, as long as he can stay healthy. He's also motivated with the haters calling him fat and things like that, and he's trying to get paid, earn one more bag in the National Football League. My offensive player of the year will be Deebo Samuel. I am predicting 1,000 yards all-purpose. I think he will be also a big red zone threat. I don't think you're going to get 13 TDs from Terry McLaurin. I think you could get 10 from Deebo. Defensive player of the year. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu were so good last year. Bobby Wagner is getting older. Frankie Louvu's hitting his prime. He's hitting his stride. I think he's going to be first team all NFL linebacker. I think he's going to lead this team in tackles over Bobby Wagner. I think he leads them in tackles this year. I still think he gets 4 or 5 sacks. I think he forces a few fumbles. I think he had an interception last year, like just flying around the field. He gave Malik Nabers his welcome to the NFL moment last year. Will he do that again tomorrow? My defensive player of the year will be Frankie Louvu. Let's go to defensive rookie, Trey Amos. I'm not going to be as bold as The Athletic, who said 5 interceptions for Trey Amos, but I do think he's going to be a guy that we can count on against wide receiver twos, Devontae Smiths of the world, right? I don't want him to have to go against CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown. Like I said, I don't want him to have to cover Malik Nabers the entire game, but I think he could be able to step up and defend wide receiver twos. John Keim has loved him so much this offseason. He's talked about him at length and written about him at length, and I think John's on to something here. As soon as we drafted him, I loved what Saban had to say about Amos. Offensive rookie of the year, Jalen Lane. And I do think he will be a piece on the offense. When he was drafted, I said, he's your day one, week one punt returner, PR1. And he's earned that. And that's what he will do for Washington week one. But I also think he's going to slide ahead of Noah Brown eventually. I really do. Because he's got a different element that he brings. He's got the speed. He's really good in yards after catch. At Virginia Tech, he would have had way more highlights and more yards if he had a Jaden Daniels, an accurate quarterback, throwing him the ball. Drones just struggled to find Jalen Lane. They had to manufacture ways to get him the ball with screens or end-arounds. But that also could be a way that Cliff Kingsbury gets him involved early before they start taking some shots to him. I thought he had a really good was it preseason game 2, I think it was. I just really liked the way he was running his routes, hard cuts, was creating separation. My surprise X factor, I told Logan Paulson, it is John Bates. Like, Washington paid a few players this offseason, right? Like, Terry McLaurin got paid. John Bates got paid to make plays. And I don't think that an average NFL fan understands how much of an impact he provides for the offense with his superior blocking. All right, he's basically a sixth offensive lineman out there. He's got great technique. Logan always talks about his technique. And I think there could be a chance, like we saw in the postseason, play action, he slips out of a block and makes a big catch on like a third down because you'll forget about him. But I think his blocking will be a big part of why this rushing attack, Jaden and the combo of the other guys, will be better this season. He's my surprise X factor. My explosive playmaker this year will be Austin Ekeler. That's what he brings. I think you could have a situation in which Bill or Chris Rodriguez become your first down back, right? And Jeremy McNichols becomes your back that you trust to pass protect for Jaden Daniels. But when it's 3rd and 10, you're going to have Austin Ekeler. When it's a 3rd and long, you're going to have Austin Ekeler. When they need a big play in the screen game, it's going to go to Austin Ekeler. When they want like a change of pace to do a draw play, I think it's going to be Austin Ekeler. He is just so good at taking, he told Grand Danny this last year when he got him. He made a living off of taking a 2-yard play and turning it into an 8-yard play, right? Taking a dump off to the running back that should have been just 1 yard and turning it into 10 yards. That says what has made him, made his career in the NFL. I think he's going to do that this year for Washington. Record prediction is 11-6. All right, 11-6 is what your boy's saying here. That's playoffs. That's all I want. 18-week season. 14 teams will call it the offseason after that. I don't want to do that. I don't want our offseason to begin until late January. Season outcome, playoffs, I think we will end up losing in the divisional round this year. Could go further than that, but that's what I'm going to predict. I think the biggest addition of the year will be Debo. I think the weakest link will end up being Marshon Lattimore. That's why you really need Trey Amos, Mikey Sanders, still, and others to step up. Hoping we can have a good record in primetime because that will decide this season as well. I still got a lot to get to on the show today. The keys to victory and pathway to success for Washington to take down a division rival, the New York Giants. We'll go around the National Football League. I can't believe CeeDee Lamb dropped all those passes. I didn't like Dak's decision-making in the second half, especially on some of those third-down throws. Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, man, did they look good offensively, and they just took care of business there in the first half. The Lightning kind of changed things. And then how about that? Harbaugh and Herbert get a win over the AFC champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that a setback? Or will they take a step back this season? They were a 15-win team last year with only two losses. Kind of shocking to see them take an L in week one. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at them here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan. And, of course, always available on the Odyssey app. I'll give out my keys to victory and pathway to success for Washington to win this game. I will say, though, it's going to be hard if they lose this. I'm going to be so deflated if the offense doesn't look good, if Russell Wilson and the Giants' offense are able to win this game, if their defensive line is able to get in the backfield and disrupt our game plan. Like, it's going to rock my world because this was a 4-win team last year. They had one of the top picks. They're going in the wrong direction. We're going in the right direction. We should have a much more talented roster. They got an X factor in Russell Wilson. The worry part, though, for me is the desperate head coach Brian Daboll. Like what Michael said, is he going to put Jackson Dart out there? That threw me off. Is he going to go for it on fourth down early in this game? Are they going to do a fake punt? A fake field goal? I don't know what they're going to do, but I know he's desperate to get a win, and I know he's had success in the past against Washington. Hopefully, Jaden Daniels is the factor that he just can't deal with, and Jaden Daniels already beat the Giants twice last year in his rookie year with the worst group of talent around him that he may ever have. We absolutely upgraded on the offensive side of the ball this offseason. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go to Eric in Annandale. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Adam. Good to talk to you again. So I would like to make a prediction on what the first play of the game will be for Washington and the first drive. And then I'd like to know what you think of that and what yours is. So
sure.
What I'd like to see first is something unusual, which is to fake a run and throw a long pass on first down. I don't think they'll do that because I think they want to use up the clock. And then I think they'll probably run it the first play. And if that run gets stuffed, I'd love to see a screen pass. And then overall on the whole drive, I think they'll only sprinkle in a few passes here and there. So what do you think?
Yeah, good call. I appreciate you chiming in. I actually think that they might pass to set up the run. Not long passes, but short passes. I think the first play of the game could be a screen pass to Deebo Samuel or a little slant to Terry McLaurin. I think it's going to be quick hitters, right? Like Jane last year got rid of the ball in less than 2.5 seconds, right? It was snap, throw, snap, throw. That's what made Cliff's offense so difficult. And then they'd hurry up back to the line of scrimmage. They'd keep defenses off balance, keeping the fat defensive linemen on the field tired. They were so good at that hurry up stuff. So I think they will go to that. But I kind of think they're going to pass short passes, short pass to short pass, short pass to try to get into the heads of the Giants' defensive front and then try to play bully ball after that and run it down the middle. I do think, though, you'll see a lot of Jaden. Like I've been saying, I think it'll be a lot of Jaden Daniels running. Does that answer it for you?
Yeah, that sounds great. And maybe next weekend we can see, compare notes and see what actually happened. But I love your show. Talk to you later.
All right, Eric. Thanks for chiming in. That sounds good. Looking forward to hearing from you next week. All right, it is time for the AWOD Radio Keys to Victory and Pathway to Success. Wesley is new running the board for AWOD Radio. This is the hit segment here. This is the segment that everybody tweets me about. This is the segment that will be downloaded on the podcast. How do you win the game? Win the keys to victory and the pathway to success. The first key to victory, game one, week one against the Giants, that's your car keys, right? You keep your car keys on you. I got my car keys that are super nice. They are push to start. I can literally start my car from my car keys. And that's what I want Washington to do to start this game. The first key to victory is two explosive plays in the first half. We've got to be able to drive the ball. I do think that their defensive line is going to make things difficult for us. That's why I think we're going to start with quick passes and then try to run. But we're going to need some explosive plays. We cannot beat them with 5 yards here, 5 yards there, dink and dunk, dink and dunk. I do think their defense will eventually get a stop or we'll bend but don't break if we do that. We need the explosive plays. Like the end around to Deebo for 18 yards in the preseason, right? A 50-yard pass to Terry McLaurin. An explosive play. A run of 10 or more yards. A pass of 15 more or more yards. I look at an explosive play as simply any play that results in a first down on first down, right? Like, that's what I want. Two explosive plays in the first half. We've got to be able to drive the ball. Key to victory number two. Second key, you got your car keys. The second most important key is your house key, the home keys, right? I got my home key right here, and this is the home field advantage key. You'll hear me go to this key often during home games throughout the season. Not every game, but for a lot of games, especially division games inside the NFC East at Northwest Stadium. Second key to victory, at home, you have to have an advantage. the turnover advantage. That's how you win games. Win the turnover battle is Washington's second key to victory. Get in the car and drive. Two explosive plays in the first half from the offense. Win the turnover battle. Third key to victory. This is the key to the safe where you keep all the cash. You got to keep that hidden. The third key. How do you cash in? How do you get all the cash in the safe? The third key. How does Washington win this game? They have to cash in when they get to the red zone. 50% or higher on red zone trips resulting in 6 points. And if they settle for three, they must convert the three. Zero missed field goals. Cash in when you get to the red zone, 50% or higher on those trips, and zero missed field goals. Three keys to victory, two explosive plays in the first half, win the turnover battle, and 50% or higher in the red zone resulting in six with zero missed field goals. Those are the keys to victory. The pathway to success is to get off to a good start. Let's get the crowd into it, right? There's going to be 60,000 plus people that have been waiting 6 months to see JD5 don that Commander's jersey and that W on his helmet again. We got to protect Jaden, right? And then the defense has got to eliminate the Russell Wilson deep ball. That's his big X factor. That's his big element of the game there when he can hit Mike Williams on the sideline and crush your defense like he did last year. Or taking a deep pass downfield to Tyler Lockett or DK Metcalf when he did that was when he was with Seattle. When he goes downfield, it changes everything. Got to keep him from standing strong in that pocket. Try to move him off his spot. I think Adam Peters did his job this offseason. I think the guy on the coaching staff that needs to have a game, have a day, is Cliff Kingsbury. He said it. This might be the best defensive front we're going to face all season long. It is a hell of a test for week one. I need a strong game plan from Cliff Kingsbury to mitigate that Giants pass rush with quick plays, smart designs, right? Maybe we'll see that flea flicker screen again from last year, right? Like, that's the kind of great design that I want to see from Cliff Kingsbury. Fake me out while I'm watching the game. Fake the Giants out. You got to have a great game plan because that defensive front could absolutely crush us in terms of our offensive momentum. So it's going to be a good game. I'm not expecting Washington to win by 14 points. I think it's going to be sort of like it was last year, a combination of the two. We won 21-18 with seven field goals. We won 27-22. I do think we'll score 28 or more points. And so I'll say Washington gets the win 30-24. Washington gets the win 30-24 over the New York Giants in week one, game one of the 2025 NFL season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. That is 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to my buddy Spider John in Richmond on line one. What's up, John? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Adam. Good to hear you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
How was your vacation?
It was great, and I came back just in time for the Commanders. This is the most anticipated season of my lifetime, John. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. My score is 34-10, Commanders. I think our defense is going to play extremely well. I think New York's front four are great, but I think our speed is so much better this year than it's been in the past. I think we've got too many weapons, and I just think we're going to roll.
I love that. So you're basically saying, hey, this is a 12-win team against a 3-win team. That's the outcome.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a 12-win team that I think has added to their ability, and that's why I think we're gonna beat these guys pretty handily.
Man,
I really do. I mean, it may take a series or two to get rolling, but as one of the other callers said, I think with that front four being what it is, you know, let's do some quick stuff to the outside. Let's do some quick passes to the outside, a little screen pass, and then catch them sleeping and throw one down the field. I think we're gonna roll.
Yeah, good call. I love the confidence. Appreciate you chiming in, John. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I love that prediction there. That would certainly be a statement win. And maybe I kind of like what he's saying of, hey, it might take some time. Washington last year loved to defer and then got the ball to start the second half and went down the field and scored and took over games. That could be the case again. Maybe it's 10-6 at the half, and then Washington gets the ball, it's 17-6, and they just roll to victory after that. Love the confidence from that caller. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports, here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So last night we saw the Chargers defeat the Chiefs 27-21. Mahomes just took too long to get going, and then the defense couldn't get them that crucial stop. And so for the first time in a long time, they lose a one-score game. You know, I did expect them to win it if they got one more opportunity. I mean, Mahomes made an insane play on fourth down in the fourth quarter to even keep his team in it and make it close enough there that they would have had a shot if they got the ball back. But Herbert was the better quarterback, I thought. 25 of 34, 318 yards, and three touchdowns. And so the Chargers are 1-0. The Eagles took care of the Cowboys on Thursday night, 24-20, after Dallas's offense was spectacular in the first half and blanked in the third and fourth quarter. Dak finishes 21 of 34, 188 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 7 catches for 110. But man, they probably would have won the game if he had caught those two others that were in his hands. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. We've got Wesley's running the ones and twos here. So I wanted to go around the NFL with AWOD's picks for week one of the NFL season. So I'll just go right through the Sunday slate and tell you what I think. I am picking the Falcons to upset the Bucs in week one. Look, you're giving me Falcons at home plus 1.5. I'm taking that. I do think that Bijan Robinson is going to be the face of the NFL this year. That's kind of my other bold prediction. He's going to do what Saquon did last year, kind of 2,000 yards. I think he's going to be just unstoppable. I think Michael Penix will help stretch the field, and so you have to be worried about the pass and the throw, and he could kind of take off as well. I kind of think both teams are going to be playoff teams. Because I'm not sleeping on the Bucs and Baker Mayfield with his incredible touchdown to interception ratio. I just have the Falcons winning week one. Bengals Browns. Oh boy. Survivor League. You guys have heard of them. The Junkies are doing one. I'm doing one. And I'm picking the Bengals. And I hate this pick so much. Because I would have had Zach Taylor be fired after last season. You can't miss out on the playoffs with prime Joe Burrow. That just can't happen. How many times did they lose last year when he had 300 yards and three touchdowns? Way too many games. And so Zach Taylor was committed to playing his guys extensively in the preseason so that they would avoid a fourth straight 0-2 start. If they lose this game, he should be fired. If they lose this game, there's no way he's the coach next year. I think they're going to play for their coach, and I think the offense is going to get going because it's T. Higgins and it's Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow. Everyone's happy now that Hendrickson got paid, right? Bengals win. That is my survivor lock of the week. Dolphins, Colts. I have no clue how that game is going to play out. My gut says take Miami. I think that's a desperate coach there in Miami. He needs Tua to stay healthy, but also they need to create explosive plays like they did 2 years ago. I think they will on the road against the Colts in Lucas Oil Stadium. Give me the Dolphins. Raiders, Patriots. I mean, whew. I don't really get excited for that game at all. I mean, you do have the new era of Pete Carroll and the excitement of Ashton Jeanty, but I'm not that excited about what's going on in New England yet. I think next year I might be really excited. I think they will win three more games than last year, but they only won like four. So I think they could be 7-10. I think Drake May will be decent. But I think the next year is when the Patriots get back into the postseason and that dynasty gets rolling again under Vrabel. They will be better defensively, and I think they'll be good enough to win week one at home against the Vegas Raiders. Cardinals-Saints is your dud game of the week. Every week on AWOD Radio, I give out your three-star game. Must-watch television. Your two-star. All right. You got to watch it if you can. Your one-star game where you flip back and forth. And your dud. Avoid it. Check the box score later. It's not going to be worth watching this Saints-Cardinals game. I have no interest in watching Rattler. Kyler Murray, I felt like I thought he was going to be good 2 or 3 years ago. How many more years can the Cardinals stick with Kyler Murray? We'll see. I mean, I'm going to pick the Cardinals to win this game because I think the Saints are awful. And in Survivor Leagues, I'm going to continue to pick against the Saints probably because I think they are going to be so awful. We'll see what happens with the Cardinals' offense. I mean, maybe they get a great year out of McBride. Maybe the Marvin Harrison Jr. takes a step forward. I don't know much about their defensive side of the ball. I'll give them the win week one. Steelers-Jets, great matchup because of the quarterback swap, right? Jets, Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. Fields goes from Pittsburgh, in which they didn't even really want him. He didn't lose a game, right? Or it was like 4-2 or something before they handed over to Russell Wilson. They just let him go. He's going to have some revenge, but I'm picking Pittsburgh. I think that will be a close game. I think the Jets will be really good defensively this year. I do like Coach Aaron Glenn. I just don't think Justin Fields is going to be the guy for them. And I have the Pittsburgh Steelers in the postseason, so they have to win this one on the road, week one. Giants, Commanders, I gave you my prediction already on the show. Panthers, Jags. I'm going with the Panthers in this one. That division with Carolina, it kind of is up for grabs. I'm picking Atlanta to win it, but the Bucs to get into a wild card spot. I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina actually did end up winning it, but it comes down to their quarterback play. What version of Bryce Young do we get? The one that started in the NFL or the one that came in after he was benched and was much better at reading defenses? For the Jacksonville Jaguars, there's just so much unknown for me to pick them week one. I don't think I can do that. Tennessee, Denver. Denver wins. Probably wins easily. It's an 8.5-point spread for a reason. Vegas likes Denver's chances. Cam Ward is going to be a good quarterback. I don't think he's going to have as good of a rookie season as Jaden Daniels did. And even Jaden Daniels took a loss in week one. Titans will take a loss in week one. 49ers, Seahawks. This McCaffrey thing's interesting. Will he play? Is his calf injury still the same from last year? What's going on in terms of the wide receivers out there? Is Juwan Jennings going to have another good season? What will they get from Brock Purdy? I will go with the 49ers, and that's just because I don't have that much faith in the Sam Darnold era being successful with Seattle. He won 14 games last year. Was a lot of that him, or was it mostly Justin Jefferson? And now he loses DK Metcalf. Like, I don't know how Seattle is going to be this year. I'll go with San Francisco. Detroit, Green Bay, give me Detroit all over the pack. I think Detroit's on a mission this year. Everyone's talking about, oh, they lost their coordinators. They're going to take a step back. Yeah, maybe from 15 wins to like 13 wins. I almost guarantee you they win that division again. Give me the Lions to go to Green Bay and take down the Packers. Texans, Rams. I like C.J. Stroud in this one. I really do. You know what? I was reading an article today, and it's pissing me off, and it's so lame that people are saying C.J. Stroud had a sophomore slump. He won 10-plus games and made the playoffs and won a playoff game. That's not a slump. And he lost his best weapon in Nico Collins. Like, he had a great sophomore season, not a slump season. Slump season would have missed the playoffs, would have won 8 games. He's going to have an awesome junior year. They're going to win against the Rams. I'll go next to Monday Night Football, Vikings-Bears. Give me the Vikings in this one. But the game of the weekend is Sunday Night Football. That is the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. There's so much going on this weekend. You got college football. You got U.S. Open tennis if you want to watch that. There's one game you have to get in front of your TV for. That's Sunday Night Ravens-Bills. The winner of this one will have the upper leg in terms of who gets to go against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. That might not happen even with the Chiefs already losing to the Chargers. I'm going to say this. The winner of this game is going to be the front runner to win the AFC and represent the AFC in San Francisco in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. I think this is Lamar's revenge season. It's the MVP battle. I think as much as people blamed Mark Andrews, I think Lamar blamed himself for the way that season ended with the 2-point conversion loss. He'll get his revenge on the league and a win against Buffalo. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll close out the show next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I did want to mention before we get out of here, I was deeply saddened to learn of the passing of former MLB player and manager Davey Johnson. Spent a lot of time in Baltimore, but also with the Washington Nationals, most famously with the Mets. But, some good memories of Davey Johnson with the Washington Nationals there. So that was certainly really sad to see today Davey Johnson passing away, 1943 to 2025. The Washington Nationals joined Major League Baseball in mourning the passing of Davey Johnson. Managed the Nats from 2011 to 2013, and the first NL East title, that magical 2012 season when it was like, hey, that was when we started building something. And then, of course, it led to the World Series 7 years later, but it started with the roster that Davey Johnson put together as manager of the Washington Nationals. Wanted to close out the show with the best of what to watch this weekend, and I'd be mad at myself if I didn't mention the U.S. Open Women's Finals today. It's been fun watching it. Naomi Osaka was really good. Ariana Sabalenka is almost unbeatable at times when she plays her best. She's a beast out there on the court. But you have to talk about the Amanda Anisimova story, which I think is so cool, and it's a life story. It's a life lesson more than a tennis story. All right, so this young U.S. woman has been in the spotlight since she was 16. I actually interviewed her at the U.S. Open when she was 16 years old, and she was on the scene. And she's had an up-and-down career, and she had a great season and made it all the way to the Wimbledon Finals, and then was embarrassed by Iga Swiatek, who's fantastic, probably number two player right now, and lost 6-0, 6-0. 6-love, 6-love, 2 bagels in the Wimbledon final. And it went from the high of her life and her career to the most embarrassing moment of her life. Out there on the court, on national television, she could not win a point and didn't manage to win one game. And that was like 2 months ago. Well, since then, she's been on this kick-ass revenge tour. She got revenge on Swiatek, beat her in straight sets. She took down Naomi Osaka in three, and now she's back in the finals with a chance to win it today, 4 p.m., against Aryna Sabalenka. On the men's side, it'll be tomorrow night, Sinner against Alcaraz. Sinner-Alcaraz. Jannik Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz, part four for this year. I don't think we've ever seen this before in terms of two guys battling in the finals four straight in the same year. Sinner's 1-2, Carlos is 1-1. Every single one of them have been iconic tennis. It's been incredible. And Novak Djokovic admitted this yesterday. He feels like Sinner and Alcaraz are just better than him. And the problem is with tennis, they're better than everyone. That's why the U.S. men really will not have any chance. Because they, you know, Fritz couldn't even get past Djokovic, right? He's got no shot to get past Sinner and Alcaraz in the same Grand Slam. Over to college football, and we have a couple massive games for the locals. I'll start with Virginia Tech. It is a huge season for Coach Brent Pry if he wants to keep the job. And, you know, the Virginia Tech fan base all felt like the hire was wrong when they got beat by Shane Beamer last week, right? I mean, that was just a gut punch. Even for me, I didn't go to Virginia Tech, but I've been rooting for this team. I know all about the Beamer era, and they got Beamer-balled by Shane Beamer. They were in that game until the punt returned for a touchdown, and Coach Pry knows that they lost that game because they beat themselves with mistakes and penalties. It's going to be very interesting today because the Hokies in Blacksburg host Vanderbilt. All right, Vandy, they're one of the worst teams in the SEC normally. Last year, Diego Pavia comes in. They beat Alabama. They had one of the best seasons they've had in a long time. Diego Pavia is back, and he also beat the Hokies last year. It's going to be a great battle. UVA, this is the most excited I've been for the Hoos since started covering them in 2022. This is year four of the Tony Elliott era, and he finally has a quarterback. It's a really cool story. Chandler Morris's dad worked for Dabo Sweeney when he started at Clemson. It was Chandler Morris's dad, part of the staff. It was Dabo Sweeney and also Tony Elliott. So Tony Elliott met Chandler Morris when he was like 13 and stayed in contact with his dad. They moved to like Oklahoma. He started his career at Oklahoma, then TCU to North Texas, and now at UVA. And he had a terrific game one. He did hurt his shoulder, but he's going to be good to go today at NC State. But I just think that people trash the transfer portal. And I'm like at the top of the list. I hate it so much. I think it's terrible for college sports. It's ruined college basketball from the sport I loved most to. It just drives me crazy. But Chandler Morris is a positive story, right? He didn't transfer because he's an idiot or had bad grades or something. He transferred to get a chance to start in college football, right? So it wasn't working. Couldn't get a shot at Oklahoma. Went to TCU. Didn't get it really a shot. North Texas had a terrific season, and now he's taking it up a level to the ACC. Like, I think that's a great story. I really do. And so that'll be a big test for them against NC State. And it's a weird game because it's two ACC teams, but it will not count towards the ACC conference schedule. After week one of college football, I don't think Cade Klubnik is a Heisman candidate anymore. In fact, I don't think he's the best quarterback in the ACC like I had predicted preseason. I think last year he was the second-best quarterback in the ACC to QB1 in Miami, Cam Ward, who ends up going number one overall. And once again, I now think Cade Klubnik is the second-best quarterback in the ACC behind QB1 in Miami in Carson Beck. I clowned on Carson Beck, right? It was easy to make fun of him. He's dating one of the Cavenders, right? Oh, they're so popular on TikTok. I'm just going to make fun of this kid. He lost at Georgia. Everybody wins at Georgia. And then transferred to Miami. He was spectacular in week one. They deserve to be a top five team. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what happens throughout the rest of the season with Miami. The big games today, 12 noon, Iowa State. That's always a battle. That should be pretty fun. But it's kind of a tame week two here. Oklahoma State, Oregon might be interesting. Probably not. This is one of the weeks where there's not much going on. I will say Michigan-Oklahoma is a top 20 battle. I think Oklahoma wins by a lot. I think that's my hot take here. I think Oklahoma destroys Michigan. I don't think Michigan's going to be very good this season. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate Wesley running the ones and twos. Thanks to our special guests, Logan Paulson and Michael Phillips, and a ton of great callers on the show today. It's football season, and in the NFL, which is king, we love to talk about the Commanders here on The Fan, and they begin their season Sunday, 1 p.m. against the New York Giants. I'm hoping I can be broadcasting live on a Victory Monday and then talk to you guys next Saturday, possibly after this team is 2-0, because I need to remind everyone, that's what's so crazy about this season for Washington. When it starts, it gets going with the quickness. By the time I talk to you next Saturday, Washington will be three things: 2-0, 0-2, or 1-1. Now, I guess you could say that they're going to tie, even though I find that very unlikely. But by the time we talk next Saturday, they will have played two NFL games. That's just crazy to think about. Can't wait for it, though. Been waiting all offseason. Felt like one of the longest offseasons forever. I'm so glad we don't have to talk about Terry McLaurin sitting out anymore. Scary Terry will be there, but I'm expecting Deebo Samuel to be featured most heavily on Sunday. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more live coverage on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.